All right, guys, if you want to gather around, we'll have a short time in the Word together today. Thank you for being here. Jesse's not going to play today, just not good weather to have his instruments out and all that stuff, sound equipment. But, man, thank you for being here. You guys pray with me real quick, and we'll get started in the Word together, okay? Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for just the opportunity to come together. Father, I said it just a minute ago, there's no other place I'd rather be today than right here. I thank you for the gift that is family. I thank you for the gift that is your son, Jesus. I thank you for the ability just to come together and to celebrate together today. We pray and we ask all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. This morning, I want to continue with Advent, real close to next week, actually celebrating the birth of our Savior. It'll be Christmas Eve. We'll be here together. No matter the weather, I think we showed that today, so whatever the case may be, we'll be here. But this morning, as we continue in Advent, I want to talk to you about joy. Joy is different than happiness. If you know anything about happiness, happiness really depends on the circumstances. I want you to look around at the circumstances we have today, but I still see smiles on people's faces. How can that be? I believe it's joy. I believe it's something deeper than happiness, something that doesn't necessarily go about the circumstances. And so here's what happiness means, is a pleasurable or happy experience. Is this really a happy experience today with the weather like it is? It's not really a great experience, but I still see joy. Here's what one said about joy. Joy isn't like happiness, which is based upon happenings or whether things are going well or not. I want you to think about that in your life. No matter if things are going well or not, you can still have joy. It says, no, joy remains even amidst suffering. That we can even be in a place in suffering and still have joy. I want to ask you, how can that be? How can it be that when life is tough, that you can still have joy? Something that doesn't depend on circumstances, but how can you still find joy? I want you to know that joy is not based on circumstances. It is deeper than that. Joy is much deeper than the things that are happening around you. One, I want to tell you one simple way that you can find joy this Christmas season if you don't have it. That is to accept Jesus Christ as your only Lord and Savior. I want to tell you why that's the way that joy comes. When you receive Christ as your Lord and Savior, the only way possible to a relationship through the Father, and you don't have to do anything for that. It's already been done. It's already been stamped paid in full for you. All you have to do is receive that, just like you would a gift on Christmas morning. You receive that. When you do, you are empowered by the Holy Spirit of God. His Holy Spirit indwells in you, and one of the fruit of that Spirit is joy. So it's natural, right? Supernatural, if you will, that when you receive Christ, you receive the Holy Spirit. And so what that means is that no matter what life is dealing you at that point, even if it's a rainy, cold day, you can still have joy. There can still be a smile on your face, a glow that is inside of you, right? That you can still have joy. And so that's one of the ways. And we believe at this place, that is why that has been spoken over you. That's why it's been sung over you. We believe that in hopefully the deeds that you see, the service that you see, or the service that you're a part of, is there is a deeper meaning than just taco salad. If taco salad is where it all ends, then we got no hope, right? That's good. That warms the inside of you, right? Sometimes it warms the outside of you if you eat too much taco salad. That's a joke you can think about later. But the point of it is this. We believe that you have the opportunity to be sons and daughters of God. That is why that even on a rainy day like today, we gather together with hope, with comfort, and with joy. So we celebrate joy today. Amen? Amen? But not only does it stop there, there is a joyful story that we celebrate. Next week, we're going to talk about the actual birth of Christ, but today I want to fast forward to just a little bit after that. And so next week, we're going to have to eat Back to the Future fans. Anybody remember Back to the Future? Next week, we're going to have to Marty McFly and go back in time and talk about the birth of Christ. But today, I want to talk to you about a story where some people were allowed to let know of the greatest story that had ever happened, a great story of great joy. And so we're going to look at this in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 through 13. Here's what it says. It says, in the same region there were shepherds out in the field, keeping watch over the flock by night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were filled with fear. And the angel said to them, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy. Right? I bring you a story of good news of great joy that will be for all people. Listen to me this morning. You may say, you may have been into a church service before and you may not have felt comfortable. You may have been in a church service before and you say, that's all fine and good for those people. You may have been in a place before where you said, I understand what you're saying, that Jesus is available, but not for me because you don't know what I've done. Let me assure you, not based on Keith's words, because I will let you down. I'm going to tell you on the just immovable Word of God this morning, the unshakable Word of God, absolute truth from God's own heart to yours, His love story for you, His story of great joy. Listen to this again. It says, the glory of the Lord shone around them. An angel said, fear not, for behold, I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all people. I want to tell you this morning, if that doesn't do something inside of you, that doesn't give you great joy this morning, I want everybody to look this way at me this morning. Everybody look. Even if you're in line, look this morning. I want you to raise your hand this morning if you're all people. If you're all people. Right? That is everyone that is here. Every hand is raised. So that means that there is good news of great joy for you this Christmas season. Make it personal. This morning, that it's available. That no matter what life is dealing you, that you can have great joy. And there's only one way that that's possible. And that is through Jesus Christ. Good news of great joy. He says, for unto you is born this day, the city of David, a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. He is here to save you. And it says, and this will be a sign for you. We'll find a baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased. Man, that is good news this morning. It's good news for all people. I also want to point this out. If you're feeling like maybe this morning, maybe the enemy has convinced you that, yeah, he's saying all people, but still that doesn't mean you. Maybe you're convinced and saying that maybe that's good for some people, but not for me. I want you to know that the people that the angels told very first of anybody, they didn't go to the kings and queens. They didn't go to the richest of the rich. They didn't go to the palace. They went into the fields to the shepherd who smelt like sheep and sheep dung and said, good news of great joy is here for all people. All you got to do is believe. All you got to do is go and see this marvelous thing that has happened. And he told some lowly shepherds that were in the field and he said, salvation has come. A Savior has come for all people who would believe. Man, that is good news. That is why on a day like today, you can walk a little taller. That is like a day like today when it's raining and it's cold. You can smile and have joy and not worry about the circumstances that life is bringing. There is good news of great joy, and it is for all people. He continues on. I want to read this in John chapter 1. And I want to tell you what this good news is specifically. If I haven't convinced you yet, if the Holy Spirit, more important than that, that hasn't convinced you yet, I want you to take just a moment. I want you to take a deep breath, and I want you to get ready for this. Here's what he says. Here is the good news for all people. He says, but all to him did receive him who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, who were born not of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor the will of man, but of God. God, through this miraculous gift, God, through the birth of Jesus, God, through the hope, the comfort, and the joy of Jesus, gave you not only permission, gave you not only a chance. Listen, look at me this morning. He gave you the right to become children of God if you're not. Amen? He's giving you that chance this morning. If you haven't done it, what a wonderful time to experience that Christmas season. Say, man, I want hope. I want joy. I want comfort. Would you receive Him this morning if you haven't already? If you have, walk in that truth, my friend. Walk in the truth that you are a son or daughter of God. That is why we're here. People ask all the time, why are you coming out today? To let you know that you can and you are a son and daughter of God. Amen? That's joy. Man, that puts a smile on your face. Everybody smile real pretty for me this morning. Everybody smile. Right? We got joy. That's beyond happiness, man. It's so good, right? It's an eternal joy. We have the right to be children of God. If you're here this morning, you say, man, not me. I want you to let these words sink in your heart this week. All people. What did he mean when he said that? He meant you. He meant me. He meant that scoundrel down the street that you don't like. He meant everybody. He meant the prostitute. He meant the drug addict. He meant everybody. Everybody has the right to be a child of God. Only one way possible, though, folks. Jesus himself. He was born an earthly birth that Christmas morning. He was born for that, so that you could be a child of God, that I could be a child of God. I want to speak this truth over you real quick. Bow your heads and close your eyes with me this morning. I want to speak this truth. No matter what you've done, no matter what you're doing, and no matter what you will do, God has given you the right to be children of God. Man, you say, Pastor, how can you smile? How can you have hope? How can you have joy on a day like today when it's not real joyful? I want to tell you something living inside of me that can beat the rain, can beat the cold, can beat any circumstance that life gives, and that's that I have the right. And not only have the right, I have claimed the right. I have claimed my birthright. I am a child of God, and it has absolutely nothing to do with what I have done or what I will do. It's what's been paid for me on the cross of Jesus Christ. Amen? That's available. Take it. If you haven't already, take it with a joyful heart. I want to pray God's blessings over you. Man, thank you for being out on a day like today. Don't leave this place without taking a bag. We love you guys. And man, this is why we're here, to let you know you have the right to be a child of God. Let's pray. Father, my prayer is this morning that each and every person in this circle has come to you and knows the truth. Father, that have listened beyond the lies of the enemy that would say, man, that's good for some people, but not you. All people have the right to be a child of God. We thank you for that. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for your mercy. I thank you for a little nugget in a story like this, that you had the opportunity to send angels to tell the kings, the princes, all the rich and influential people, and you chose to go to a shepherd in a field and say, good news of great joy has come for all people. You said it straight from the beginning. It's available to all. God, we thank you for that. I love you. I thank you for the joy that is inside of us. I thank you that even when life is not going good, even when it's a rainy, cold day, that, Father, we can have hope, we can have comfort, we can have joy, we can have a smile on our face that is deeper than any life circumstance, that is rooted in the fruit of the Spirit, because your Spirit indwells in us. Father, my prayer is that we leave this place, if not today, if not right now, that before we leave today, we could say, man, I am a son and daughter of the King of Kings. Not just a king, but a King of Kings. Father, that's my prayer. We thank you for the hope, the joy, and the comfort that is found only in Christ. We love you. I pray your blessings over these people. Watch over them this week. I love them. This is my family. And Father, I love them. I thank you for them. Bless them. Keep them. Watch over them. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Thank you, God.